ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. మై లవింగ్ ప్రణామ్స్ ఎట్ ద డివైన్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ లార్డ్ అండ్ మాస్టర్. రిస్పెక్టెడ్ ఎల్డర్స్ అండ్ డియర్ బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్, లవింగ్ సాయిరామ్స్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ. Swami has truly blessed so many of us by giving us birth at the same time when he walked on this earth in his physical form. His sweet voice, his most endearing smile, the ananda of his charan sparsham, and those small impromptu conversations which he had with a selected few, undoubtedly these are the most beautiful and blissful memories in our hearts. But no less blessed are those who come today to Prashanti Nilayam in increasing numbers to experience the formless divinity of our Lord. As they sit here silently in front of this beautiful Samadhi, they experience the divinity and the love of Bhagwan with the same, if not greater, intensity. Since yesterday and for the next 2 days, many such devotees have come from Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand to offer their love and gratitude to Bhagwan in the form of a Parthi Tirth Yatra. Some of them have come earlier when they came to Prashanti Nilayam to offer their seva. But this time, all these devotees have come here solely as an offering and solely as a Tirth Yatra. The only purpose of this Yatra is to spend every moment that they are here in Prashanti Nilayam to experience the love and divinity of our Master. Brothers and sisters, as you are aware, this year, in the months of June and July, the state of Uttarakhand was devastated by probably the worst floods that have ever hit this country. Thousands of pilgrims and villagers lost their lives in these floods, and lakhs of villagers have been rendered homeless and foodless because of this humongous tragedy. Many of them are still living with little or no shelter over their heads and virtually no means of livelihood. Bhagwan has always responded to the pain and agony of his creation with the soothing balm of his love and care. Under his divine guidance, the Seva Dal of Sri Sathya Sai Seva organizations of Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand have been working relentlessly for the last few months, offering their love and seva to the unfortunate brothers and sisters. Right from the time that the evacuation process started by the army, in which those fortunate pilgrims who had survived the flood were brought out of the flooded area into the Jolly Grant Airport of Dehradun, Swami's organization set up camps to offer food, refreshments, and comfort to those who were coming out of the airport. Not only was this seva offered to those who were evacuated, but also to hundreds of relatives of these victims of the flood who had come there from all over the country looking for their dear ones. After the floods had receded, Swami's Seva Dal moved into the forward areas where the villages had been washed away with the floods. They offered relief in the form of food grains, blankets, clothing, solar lanterns, and temporary shelter in the form of tents and tarpaulins. They went to areas where no other organization except maybe the army had reached. During the floods, a lot of the roads leading to these areas had been washed away. And therefore, on many occasions, this relief material was carried for long distances by foot. From arranging marriages for orphaned girls to education for orphaned children, from offering to build homes for those whose houses had been washed away in the floods, to building schools for the children who had nowhere to go to continue their education. Bhagwan's army of love, with full support from the Central Trust and hundreds of donors who offered their love and gratitude to Bhagwan, the Seva Dal have been pouring love and comfort into the hearts of all our unfortunate brothers and sisters who lost their homes and in some cases their loved ones in this flood. From the flow of love and seva in Uttarakhand, let me now take you to the city of Varanasi or Banaras in eastern UP. Also called Kashi, this holy city of Varanasi, which is situated on the bank of the holy Ganga, is the holiest of the seven holy cities or the Saptapuri in India. It is also the cultural capital of North India. Varanasi has given to the world renowned musicians like Tansen, Pandit Ravi Shankar, and Ustad Bismillah Khan. From the same city of Varanasi, today we offer a humble program by two young but eminent artists of Varanasi. Shri Rajashri Kumar Kasodhan on flute and Shri Bhupen Pratap Pradhan on the tabla. These two musicians have got their bachelor's and master's degree from the famous Banaras Hindu University and today are part of the faculty of this university in their respective instruments. Their love for their music and their devotion towards Swami has brought them today at the divine lotus feet of our Lord and Master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. We pray to Swami to shower His blessings on all of us and make us worthy of His grace and instruments in His divine mission. Jai Sai Ram.
आज की प्रस्तुति बाबा के चरणों में समर्पित है। हम प्रारंभ में राग वागेश्वरी से करेंगे और फिर उसके बाद कुछ भजन की प्रस्तुति है। Mm-hmm. ओम साई राम।
शिव 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 साई बाबा। रक्षक दीन दयाला पतित पावन साईं बाबा
सर्वधर्म स्वरूपा साई
दिखाई आते हैं तेरे द्वारे
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Thank you. Jay!